Larry Black of Peace River Packing Company reports on his company's success planting new citrus trees in high densities.
Our company is pleased with our young plantings. We adopted a high-density approach. We're planting anywhere from 272 to 363 trees per acre, an average of about 300 trees per acre. What is particularly appealing is the early yields through the high density and also the nutritional inputs that we're putting on the trees, the soil drenches. We're getting yields much earlier than we were able to achieve on our earlier generations.
So what kind of rate of return do you think you're getting?
Without leverage, we on our pro formas, we calculate a 12% internal rate of return, which is very attractive in today's environment.
Tell me what leverage is.
The 12% would be using your own capital, not going to the bank, borrowing any money. Of course, if you use leverage, you can increase your returns, but also you increase your risk.
You've actually had an increase in yields, correct?
Exactly. As our mature blocks are down, but through replantings, our yields are up 3% compared to our 2007-2008 season, the year we call our pre-HLB year, before all the trees were infected and we had endemic infection. And really, that increase in yields is through replanting.
Is that increased yields per acres or overall for your company?
Both in total yields and also yield per acre. You know, in the existing stand of trees, the trees that were in place in 2007-2008, yields are down, but we have young blocks coming on that have very impressive yields as young trees. We were able to analyze the areas where we have blocks, where we have a high-functioning Chima, where there's very good psyllid control, and our yields are much better than our blocks in areas where the psyllid control is less than optimal.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.